This is ARRL Audio News, your weekly summary of news highlights from the world of amateur radio. If you retransmit audio news through a repeater, listen for the Morse code K character, followed by 4 seconds of silence. That's your cue to stop transmitting so that your repeater timer can reset.
I'm John Ross, KD8IDJ, and this is the ARRL Audio News for Friday, March 24th, 2023. Several states, counties, and communities across the U.S. have officially recognized the public contributions of amateur radio in advance of World Amateur Radio Day to be held on April 18th this year. Connecticut Governor Ned Lamont has released an official statement designating April 16th through the 22nd, 2023, as Amateur Radio Recognition Week. Members of the Meridian Amateur Radio Club, MARC, in Connecticut pursued the proclamation with the governor's office. "We want the public to know that many of their friends and neighbors are amateur radio operators," said MARC President Ed Schneider, W1YSM. "Amateur radio is a worldwide community of volunteers who use their knowledge and skills to serve our communities," added Schneider. Schneider said his radio club participates in many outreach activities to help support ham radio to the public. Club members support demonstrations for schools, student groups, and scouts. The club also provides communication support for the National Weather Service storm spotting program Skywarn and an annual cycling event that benefits the Hole in the Wall Gang camp. An annual scholarship is awarded to a deserving local high school senior. "There are over 40 radio clubs in Connecticut. We're grateful for the governor's recognition of our amateur radio community," noted section manager of the ARRL Connecticut section, Bud Kozloff, W1NSK. A similar resolution was made by the Maine State Legislature, recognizing April 18, 2023 as World Amateur Radio Day, and acknowledging the accomplishments and public service provided by amateur radio operators. The resolution was advanced by ARRL Maine Section Manager Phil Dugan, N1EP. Dugan said he pursued the resolution on behalf of all amateur radio operators in the state of Maine. The March issue of ARRL Club News encourages radio clubs to seek local government proclamations as a way to build relationships and foster recognition for club events and amateur radio in general. You can read the full text of the proclamations at ARRL News, and information is available at ARRL Club News. David Antrie Jr., WD9HBA, has been named Chief of the Air Force Military Auxiliary Radio System, known, of course, as MARS. MARS is a field operating agency of the U.S. Air Force Air Combat Command and HQ Cyberspace Capability Center. Prior to his new assignment, Antrie served as a logistics manager in the 635th Supply Chain Operations Wing, War Reserve Material Program Integration Office. He retired from the 126th Air Refueling Wing at Scott Air Force Base in October of 2011 with the rank of E-7 Master Sergeant. In addition to his daily Air Force duties, Antrie has voluntarily served with Air Force MARS since November of 2012 as a member of the amateur radio community operating both VHF and HF radio equipment. Prior to being named Chief of MARS, he served as the Operations Officer for the 51st Air Force MARS Communications Group. Reed Schneider, N4SPY, Public Information Officer of the U.S. Air Force MARS, said Antrie brings with him a broad skill set for MARS operations. Chief Antrie has the understanding, knowledge, ability, and respect to help Air Force MARS plan and position its programs for communications of the future, said Schneider. Today, U.S. Air Force MARS is an organization of 800 licensed amateur radio operators who volunteer their time and radio equipment to assist government agencies in the event that normal communication channels are disrupted, either by natural calamity or deliberate hostile action. MARS members are trained to meet the requirements of any communications emergency. Antrie will be stationed at the Scott Air Force Base in Illinois. He has been a licensed amateur radio operator since 1977. For more information about Air Force MARS, you can visit their website. There is more on this story, too, at ARRL.org. The Federal Emergency Management Agency, FEMA, has released a final version, the March 2023 version, of the National Incident Management System, NIMS Information and Communications Technology, ICT Functional Guidance. The guidance, which provides a framework for communications resources within incident management, officially includes a support from amateur radio operators. The expanded communications unit, COMU, structure now includes the auxiliary communicator, AUX-C, role, which covers personnel from services that provide communications support to emergency management, public safety, and other government agencies, and this includes amateur radio. NIMS guides government, non-government organizations, and private sector to work together to prepare, respond for, and to recover from disasters and other emergencies. This is a major step in the recognition of the need and usefulness of amateur radio and other communication services in our national preparedness, said Josh Johnston, KE5MHV, Director of Emergency Management for the ARRL. It also gives official guidance to pave the way for future training and education of volunteers in ARRL's amateur radio emergency services, known, of course, as ARES, Johnson added. The NIMS ICT Guide PDF is available, and you can read the complete story at ARRL News. Bruce Smith, KK5DO, has filed his weekly AMSAT report, following up on last week's report and working the SSB satellites for field day. There are many of them to choose from. A complete list of active satellites can be found at AMSAT.org. For field day, the first thing to do about 2 weeks before the start is to use a program that can print out a list of the satellites in chronological order. This will make it easier for you to visualize which ones you want to work, but don't do this too far in advance or your AOS and LOS times will be off as Keplerian elements change weekly. If you are using Armstrong Rotor for your antenna pointing, prepare a list of satellites you're going to work and include the rise and set times as well as the location to point the antenna to every few minutes. Give this list to whomever is doing the pointing for you, and you can keep a list as well. Next, you'll need to contend with Doppler, and if you're going to do this manually on the SSB satellites, then the easiest way is to adjust the higher of the two frequencies, respective of whether it is in the transmit or the receive mode. This is because Doppler shift is greater on the higher frequencies. The QSO during field day is not very long. Correcting one frequency will be just fine. And if you have a computer and plan on using software to control Doppler, both transmit and receive will need to be corrected. Remember, on the SSB satellites, the lower portion of the band pass, that is usually where you'll find the CW QSOs, and really the rest of the pass band are for voice QSOs. And on field day, the voice QSOs will tend to creep down as far as needed to handle all of the field day traffic. You will hear the CW and know to slide up just a little bit to avoid them. There are many programs to choose from Doppler and antenna control. You can find some of them at AMSAT.org. Remember, start planning now. This is not trivial, and you'll need a little more patience. Thanks, Bruce, for the report. In radio sport this week, the year-long ARRL Volunteers on the Air VOTA event continues, and you can find the state activation schedule for weekly W1AW portable operations at the VOTA site, including these: March 22nd through the 28th, Tennessee, W1AW/4, March 22nd through the 28th in New Mexico, W1AW/5, March 29th through April 4th, Washington, W1AW/7, and March 29th through April 4th in Vermont, W1AW/1. An upcoming contest on March 23rd, it's the RSGB 80-meter club championship, single sideband and phone. March 25th, the FOC QSO party, CW. March 25th through the 26th, CQWWWPX contest, that's single sideband and phone. On March 26th, the UBA Spring Contest, 6 meters, CW and phone there. March 27th, the RSGB FT4 Contest, digital, of course. And on March 29th, the UKE ICC 80-meter Contest, that is CW. Upcoming Section, State, and Division Conventions, March 24th through the 25th, the ARRL Main State Convention in Hamfest, that's in Lewiston, Maine. March 25th through the 26th, QSO Today Virtual Hamfest, of course, that is online. April 7th and 8th, the Greene County Hamfest, hosting the ARRL Oklahoma Section Convention, that's in Claremont, Oklahoma. And April 8th, it's the Raleigh Hamfest, hosting the ARRL North Carolina State Convention, that, of course, is in Raleigh, North Carolina. And finally this week, thanks to the Knox County Amateur Radio Club in Galva, Illinois, for airing the ARRL audio news on their repeater. 7-3.
And that concludes ARRL audio news for this week. Our thanks to all contributors to this week's report. ARRL Audio News is produced by the American Radio Relay League, the National Association for Amateur Radio. For more information on amateur radio or the ARRL, visit us on the web at arrl.org. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter by searching for ARRL. If you have a question or comment about ARRL Audio News, email us at audionews@arrl.org. This program is copyright ARRL, all rights reserved. 73, and thanks for listening.